This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This week, MMWR published reports on sickle cell disease in newborns, an increase in tuberculosis cases in the United States, and more. Let's take a look at this week's headlines. First, most newborns with sickle cell disease are born to mothers living in socially vulnerable counties. Second, CDC encourages providers to think, test, treat TB as U.S. tuberculosis cases increase. Third, updated 2023-2024 COVID-19 vaccines reduce the risk of hospitalization by about one-third among adults with weakened immune systems. Finally, a lab panel used to diagnose a rash may incorrectly indicate a child has measles if the child recently received a measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Welcome. I'm Mary Dott, science editor of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'll be filling in for Charlotte Kent, MMWR's editor-in-chief. Thanks for joining me for this weekly briefing for the week of April 1st. Sickle cell disease is an inherited blood disorder associated with premature death and significant illness, including stroke, multi-organ damage, and pain caused by blocked blood vessels. Sickle cell disease is more common among Black people. Because of its association with complex health needs, reduced life expectancy, and high cost of care, managing sickle cell disease remains a public health priority in the U.S. In the first report, CDC-funded investigators analyzed newborn screening data across 11 states to assess birth prevalence and to characterize social vulnerability of areas where infants with sickle cell disease and their families live. Several factors, including poverty, lack of access to transportation, and crowded housing, may weaken the ability of a community to support people to achieve the best possible health outcomes. Communities with more of these factors are considered to have higher social vulnerability. During 2016 to 2020, two of three newborns with sickle cell disease were born to mothers who live in U.S. counties with high levels of social vulnerability. These findings can inform community-based efforts to improve access to quality care for newborns and children with sickle cell disease. Implementing tailored interventions such as increasing access to transportation and developing innovative care options such as telehealth could improve health outcomes for children with sickle cell disease. Despite being both preventable and curable, tuberculosis remains one of the world's leading infectious disease killers. In the second report, CDC published early 2023 tuberculosis rates in the U.S. to provide health departments and medical providers with the latest national data. While the U.S. maintains one of the lowest TB incidence rates in the world, reported cases of tuberculosis increased to more than 9,600 cases in 2023, compared to nearly 9,000 in 2019, the most recent pre-pandemic year. Cases increased among nearly all demographic groups in 2023. However, disparities persist among groups that have historically experienced greater obstacles to health. This post-pandemic increase in TB cases highlights the importance of continuing to engage communities with higher TB rates and their medical providers in TB elimination efforts. Doctors should think, test, treat TB. This is important for patients with symptoms of TB disease or risk factors for TB infection. People with weakened immune systems are at higher risk for severe COVID-19 and might have less protection after vaccination. As such, they may require additional doses of COVID-19 vaccine. In the third report, researchers examined data from the Vision Network to evaluate the effectiveness of the updated 2023-2024 COVID-19 vaccines against hospitalization among adults with weakened immune systems. During September 2023 to February of 2024, adults with weakened immune systems who had received an updated COVID-19 vaccine were about one-third less likely to be hospitalized with COVID-19 compared with those who had not received an updated COVID-19 vaccine. Everyone 6 months or older should receive an updated COVID-19 vaccine. People with weakened immune systems may get additional updated vaccine doses at least 2 months after the last dose. Approximately 5% of people who get a measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine experience a rash 7 to 10 days after vaccination. There is no evidence that the weakened measles virus in the vaccine spreads from person to person, and it does not typically cause illness among healthy people. During September 2022 to January 2023, the Tennessee Department of Health received two reports of measles in children who were evaluated for a rash. Both children had recently received MMR vaccines and had no documented risk factors for measles. Both children received a positive measles test using PCR panels. PCR panels simultaneously test for multiple causes of rashes. In the last report, researchers analyzed PCR panels that included measles testing from health departments in six states to understand the frequency and characteristics of people who tested positive for measles. Approximately 1% of PCR panels used to test for rash came back positive for measles. The children who received these results had recently received MMR vaccination. Investigators determined that the PCR testing panels used detected weakened measles virus from the vaccine rather than an actual measles infection. The measles vaccine virus is not spread to others and does not cause disease in people with healthy immune systems. Any detection of measles virus by PCR panel testing should be immediately reported to public health agencies, which can use measles vaccination history and assessment of risk factors to determine the appropriate public health response. If a person recently received MMR vaccine and has no risk factors for acquiring measles, additional public health response is likely unnecessary. That's all for this briefing. Thank you for joining us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to MMWR at cdc.gov/MMWR and stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.